It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by
Jeremy J. and Phoenix. And listen to you bringing the energy already, bruh.
I got this energy. Got a lot of energy.
Yeah,
I got to put it Dreezy. Out there, son.
Dreezy.
So I was thinking, so the subject for today's pop culture.
Hit you with that pop.
Is entertainment on demand and how kids today will never understand the beauty of entertainment on demand. You know why they won't understand it, Jeremy?
Yeah, I think so, but I'm going to let you continue to talk.
It's because it's their life.
Yep.
They live it. They have Netflix. They've got Spotify. They've got Apple Music. They've got Hulu, they've got whatever they want, whenever they want, the moment they want it. They will never understand what it was like to have to be on time to watch your television show.
I'm sorry, that just makes me think, I mean, but not everything they have is so great. Like, Right Here is good. Get whatever you want, whenever you want, that's awesome. But like your kids, they know nothing of NCAA football. Don't even know it existed. Don't even know what they're missing out on.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm not acting like everything's perfect these days, but here's why this got me. I was listening to a podcast that somebody, a friend of mine, told me about. Shout out to her, Nikki. And she told me about this podcast where you listen basically to artists who make music, and they play music while they do the interview. And they play different songs, and they talk about the songs, they talk about the album, they talk about the process. And I was listening to one with Nas on it. Shout out to Nasir, Five Mike MC.
Braveheart.
The moment he mentioned an artist, I hit Spotify and put it on.
Yep.
The moment. Like, so he mentions Don Toliver. Have you ever heard of Don Toliver, Jeremy?
Nope, not until you sent it over to me, and I was like, wow.
Exactly. I'd never
heard
of Don Toliver.
If you're listening right now, that's the music that we intro to.
100%. Don Toliver, Jeremy. Don Toliver, they said that he was like Al Green of hip-hop, his voice quality. So I immediately stopped listening to the podcast, hit Spotify, put on Don Toliver, put on his most played song to see if I would recognize it. I didn't. I immediately loved it, and I was like, this is why I love today. And kids today just have lived with this. Back in the day, if you heard about an artist, you had to go and search. Hope you spelled the name right. Hope you got the song right. And hope that the place that you were looking for actually had it.
Brandon, I remember way back in the day being in New York City in the back of the car with our cousin David talking about slam, da-da-da, da-da-da. Hot 97.1 was on the beat. The reason why I bring that up is because back then we would hear music up there. Remember, we would hear music in New York City, come back to West Virginia, and wouldn't hear the same song for six more months.
The song that makes me think of that exact that scenario you're mentioning right now is Usher's Yeah. We heard Usher's Yeah on the Brooklyn Queens Expressway. The moment I heard it, I said, this is a hit song. The moment I heard it.
Oh,
this
is so a smart. Hit song. You are so smart.
Yeah.
Nobody else. You know what?
I'm I think Luka Doncic is one of the
best NBA players right now. I'm calling it now.
Hey, look, you can say what you want. I'm a connoisseur. But from the moment the song started, Peace Up, A-Town Down, I knew it was a hit. We get back to West Virginia and can't find it anywhere. Couldn't find it on the internet. Couldn't find it anywhere. It was months before it came back out, before it was out everywhere. But now you hear a song on the radio and it's been being played forever. Like, by the time Lizzo came out, I had already heard of Lizzo. I had a friend who told me about Lizzo, and I'd explored her music before she became a superstar.
You know what song you put everybody on before it got hot? Before it blew up?
Young M.A.?
Yeah, I forgot about that one, too. You did. Ooh. But gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. Yeah. So, yeah, that song you get credit for, too.
Yeah, no. That's another song that as soon as I heard it, I said, this is a hit. Like, I don't care what you like, what you don't like, who this person is. This song is a hit. And the thing is, people can do that automatically now. And you can do the same thing with television shows. Like, it used to be, like, if you had sports events, meetings, work, you might not get to watch a certain show because it conflicted with your schedule. Or you had to record it and watch it later, meaning you had to avoid spoilers the whole time. Now, somebody tells you about a TV show, you get immediately on whatever device you want. I can watch TV from my phone.
No, that's what I'm saying. Anytime you want it. Because back in the day, I remember when we had to go to our meetings, when we wanted to go to our meetings, and there were shows on like Living Single or Martin that would come on, and Dad would tape them. And then when we got home, we'd all set his family and watch these shows. But that was the greatest thing ever. Like, oh, we don't have to sit right. We could tape them right off TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I think about Batman, the animated series.
The juice. The GOAT.
So man. Underrated. Watching that show. And now you can even watch old shows. You don't have to wait. Like, there's no going to the library, finding the, you know, checking stuff out.
So what is your go-to? Are you an Amazon Prime? Are you a Hulu? Are you a Netflix? What do you do?
I'm a glutton. That's what I am. Okay. I got them all. I got Amazon Prime. I got Hulu. I got Netflix. I got them all, son.
Hold up. Pass P's like they used to say. No, I ain't got Hulu over here. You need to hurry up, pass your password over here if that's legal. If that ain't legal, just joking.
Pass P's like they used to say. Yeah, no, I got all of them. Because they have it so broken up, you know what they're going to do. They're making it like, oh, look, you don't have to have cable. But eventually, you're going to have all these little services are going to team up, and you can buy one
$150 package just like cable.
Just like cable, and you get all the television shows. So, yeah, son, like, it's just... It's crazy to me. Like, it's crazy to me. And I think, like, TV shows...
My favorite thing about it is because you can just binge. Back in the day, there was no such thing as binging unless you had about 20 cassettes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was no binging.
And then when DVD keys came along, you know, but you would have to wait a year after the show had already aired to actually watch it. Now is binge season for the gluttons of the world. Everybody wants things fast and quick, and it's here, and it's happening.
Not everything. But the thing is, the thing about it to me with binging, my favorite thing is the continuity. It used to be you had the episode where it says, on our last episode, and you had to go through everything that happened before. But now you don't have to do that because you can just watch it straight through. And I can't get over... We're just spoiled. We're so spoiled. And the kids today are so spoiled, they don't even know they're spoiled. I at least know I'm spoiled. I at least know that I have privileges.
You said they're so spoiled. Are they spoiled, or is that just the world they live in? By the time they get older, it doesn't matter. 10 times better than that.
I'm not talking about why they're spoiled. I'm talking about the fact that they are spoiled. They are spoiled, 100%, definitely, without question.
Every single generation is spoiled compared to 20 years prior. every single generation. So they're no different than everybody else.
That's a good point. They're just living their life.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm sorry, they're still
spoiled.
You
out here salty. You out here salty, low-key salty.
No, I'm not salty. I'm not salty. I love this time period. I love this time period, Jeremy. I love it. Like, I love that I know Don Tolliver
is
now.
Tell us how you used to have to walk to school 20 miles each way, Brandon. Go ahead. Tell us about that.
Uphill in the snow both ways.
There you go.
No, but I love it. Like, I love that I if a new album comes out, like the moment an album comes out, I listen to the whole thing through. I remember when Drake's Scorpion came out. I listened to the whole thing through. It used to be you had to wait for bits and pieces. Now you can just go through and you get the whole thing. You get the experience. You get whatever the artist intended.
Real talk. It's a new world, a new day. We enjoying it. Living your best life.
RVK. Rat me voice. Big shout to Shrinkables. Shrinkables, supporting the RVK partnership since day one.
I put the new 4Gs on the G. I trap into the bloody bottoms is underneath. Cause all my got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my G. I remember hitting them all with a whole team.
It's time to talk fall camp for West Virginia University football. This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by
Jeremy J. and Phoenix. I'm in the building as well. Let it go. I said let it go. I was going to say let's go. Try to anyway, no, you know what? Just continue on, brother. Just keep on speaking.
Hey, so they've been going good on good. The defense seems to be winning most of the battles, even though the offense in recent days has gotten better. What do you think, Jeremy, so far about WVU football?
From what I'm hearing, from what I'm reading, it seems like the defense, you know what? It seems like the defense is going to be really solid. Are they going to be the best? Who knows? We'll see. Time will tell. But it feels like our defense is going to be the truth. And typically, within the last few years, the way this works out is we can't have two units on par with each other ever at the same time. So if our defense is pretty nice, that means our offense may be a little weak.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. I was worried about the offensive line coming in because we were losing our best offensive lineman from a bad offensive line, as it was. But it sounds like the offensive line is starting to gel and playing better, especially on the interior. The questions are on the ends, at the tackle position. But that's a good place to start, to have a good interior offensive line. So I like that so far, especially being able to run the ball a little bit better. They said that in third down and in red zone situations, we've been able to run the ball better. They specifically mentioned Letty Brown and Tony Mathis Jr., so I like both of those things. I'm curious about Alex Sinkfield because I've always liked him. I thought he had some twitch to him.
No doubt. He has the explosion. Yeah, go ahead. He definitely has the explosion.
As far as you're saying, though, the defense sounds like it's better. Bryce Wheaton Ford. I never remember which way to say it. He talked about in a tweet how sick our defense is. It makes me believe that our defense is actually going to be really good. Drayshon Miller, Daryl Porter, who's a freshman.
I know about them boys, but Tyke Smith, man, I can't wait to see him in another year. I cannot wait to see him. I feel like we have playmakers on the defense.
We do. We 100% do. Because we aren't even talking about Vandarius Cohen, the linebacker from Alabama, the former four-star that everybody was drooling over when he got here before he got injured, who Neil Brown said is turning it on in practice. He's got to get a little more consistent, but he's turning into that disruptive playmaker that everybody expected him to be when he got here. We're not even talking about Darius Stills, who was a three-star somehow when we got him and has turned into an All-American by multiple outlets. Or Dante Stills, a four-star Under Armour All-American. It's just, we have, like you said, playmakers everywhere, it looks like. Everywhere. Jeffrey Pooler is another one. Big play Jeff. Shout out to him.
I forget the guy's name who came from D2. But he's making an impact immediately on the defensive line. You know what I mean? I mean, this is big time. This is the kind of stuff that we're hearing and they're talking about. Yeah, I think our defense is going to be nice. I think it's going to be really nice. But like I said, my hang up on West Virginia is these last few years, it just seems like we have one or the other.
Yeah, Jeremy, that every team except for the Blue Bloods have one or the other. And that's the way it works. That's why you're not really good. It's been a while since we've been really good, and there's a reason. It's because you're only really good when you can put both together.
What about Showtime Jet on his story talking about QB1?
He called Jared Daigle QB1. And I personally, now everybody has their favorites, but I just think the way that Jared Daigle came on at the end of last year and the things I saw out of him, I believe he is going to win the QB battle.
Everybody would have to guess that, Brandon. Daigle, like, I think most people are leaning that way. Then Neil Brown's talking about how there's a battle between these quarterbacks and they're doing this and they're doing that. But when you see on an Instagram story one of the, you know, receivers that we're going to rely on this year saying QB1 in no uncertain terms, it leads me to believe and to know, I don't care what Neil Brown says, Daigle's going to be the quarterback, and everybody knows it. Maybe I'm wrong.
The only person who I know for a fact doesn't know it is Austin Kendall.
Yeah, and I like that.
Austin Kendall's in there battling it out.
The problem
has been that neither one of them has been really consistent so far, and there's no gap widening, evidently, in the quarterback race. I would like for somebody to take...
Well, you says there's no gap widening. Maybe Neil Brown says that, but a lot of times early on in camp, they're trying to push these players to play to their best ability. You know what I mean? They want to keep pushing them. For me, for Showtime to come out and say QB1, I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The thing you got to remember, Showtime doesn't make any decisions. Winston Wright is who we're talking about. When we say Showtime Jet, we're talking about Winston Wright, a twitchy player who ran that kickback against Baylor, who really is going to be a big part of the offense, who should be a starter on offense. Pretty sure he will be anyway. He fits the description of one of the four types of receivers that Neil Brown says he's looking for. He wants a big body, he wants a physical guy, he wants a twitch guy, and he wants a sure-handed possession guy. Winston Wright is your twitch guy, your Tavon Austin prototype. Not saying that he is Tavon Austin. I would never say any kind of blasphemy like that, but he is that prototype of receiver. Size-wise,
undersized, quick, absolutely.
And Winston Wright, Showtime Jet, doesn't make decisions, but if he feels like what he's seeing in practice as Jared Daigle's QB1, if he feels that way enough to put it on his story for everyone to see, then I'm with you. I think Jared Daigle is going to be the quarterback.
You know what, too? I saw Lil Fufu, TJ Simmons.
Shout out to Lil Fufu. Love TJ Simmons.
Man, he was flexing them guns, man. He's always in shape. But I was looking at one picture, and the dude looks shredded up. And the reason why I say this is because, you know, I'm not on that type of stuff, but I'm just saying that is what a football player should look like. So when you're dedicated to your craft and dedicated to your eating regimen and you're dedicated to working out, that is what a football player should look like. And so when I look at TJ, I'm like, he's putting in that work even during the COVID season.
Mike Joseph got them boys right.
Same thing with Darius and Dante. And the reason why I say them is because I see their Instagram stories, and you can see how their bodies are changing, how they have bought in. There's not one guy I've looked at so far and I was like, man, you know, he should have been doing more push-ups during COVID. It seems like they're in – now, I know they said, you know, they have to get in better shape. I'm just saying nobody let themselves go. And the reason why I say that, I just saw Deion Waiters for the L.A. Lakers and thought, man, he was eating cheeseburgers. he didn't think they were never coming back.
Deion Waiters is never in shape, so he doesn't count. But I will say Mike Joseph has some boys right. That's the thing about strength and conditioning. You gotta show love to the strength and conditioning staff.
That's right. Big love to them.
Shout to Coach Mitchell. Shout to Julian Miller. To all those guys in there who are coaches who don't always get the acclaim that they deserve to get. But you got Alex Mitchell. You got Mike Joseph. Who else is in there? I'm trying to think. Strength coaches.
That's right. All kinds of people. We know who you is, and we talking to y'all.
Shout to y'all for getting the players right and keeping them right, because this was not an easy thing to do during COVID, for sure.
And that's what I'm saying. Look at these guys in these pictures, and it looks like we stayed semi-focused. And it looks like they're having fun. Now, don't get me wrong. Fun is overrated. And what I mean is, you know, a few years ago, you know, we had Will and we had Sills, and we're like, I've never seen this before. They look like they're having so much fun, and I loved it, and they had a good season. Not a spectacular season, but a good season.
You have to remember, that team was just a couple calls away from winning the Big 12 championship, or being in the Big 12 championship.
Yeah, well.
I mean, they didn't. But like it wasn't eight, like it wasn't four, like right? They went 7-5. It wasn't like they went 5-7.
That's true. I'm not hating on them. I'm just saying – it is. I think it's a big thing to like who you're playing with and have that camaraderie. And it seems like the team seems to have a little bit of that again, a little bounce in their step, you know, having a little fun. Chase Barron and Austin Kendall, you know, doing the like roll
practice.
You know, it was cool. It was cool to watch. And I love to watch the kids having fun. And hopefully they keep that. And hopefully they can, you know, continue to grow off of that because it's big. It's big for the gelling of the team.
I can't get over how good the defensive line is, by the way. You've got Jalen Thornton, by the way, who's getting some run with the ones.
That's already. Right. Big time, man. We've been waiting for Jalen. We know last year we had his pops on. West Virginia, great himself, John Thornton. And, you know, I expect big things. They let him redshirt, but it seems like he's hungry, and I can't wait to see him on the field and what he can do and the hunger that he brings.
I really can't. I can't wait to get into this why we hate Eastern Kentucky, by the way.
That's right.
I have to wait.
No, definitely go check it out.
Oh, it's not out yet.
Yeah, it's going to be out this weekend now.
It's going to be out this weekend, so make sure you check it out on YouTube and Facebook exclusively. You will not put it on the podcast, but we are going to put it on YouTube and on Facebook.
What's up, RVK Nation? It's your boy, Jordan Tycuri here. So I'm just here to let you know that the boys were rambling on about a bunch of stuff, and they told me to cut all that out and end the show here. But while I was listening to what they were talking about, they decided to say this.
All right, G.
And we got to make sure I listen to it tonight to make sure Jordan doesn't forget. Can you imagine?
And yeah, that's totally fine. I understand. I forget a bunch of stuff, not going to lie, but just wanted to throw that out there. Thought everyone would have fun listening to that. But that'll do it for this week on the RVK. Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, whatever. Make sure to rate us 5 stars and comment what you like about us. Tweet at us at Raspy Voice Kids, and be sure to hit that subscribe button, both on your podcast app and the Raspy Voice Kids YouTube channel. And don't forget, if we said something that you may disagree with or don't like, just remember, we also hate Pitt.
Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.